This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As we launch into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the show, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here. At Skype, username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Will. And Mark.
As we continue with your calls and thoughts, David is in Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, David.
Yeah. You're talking about how bad the VA hospitals are. I'll tell you right now, the one here in Indiana, the Brown and Bush VA Medical Center, is one of the top ones listed. They whiteboard every week to see how they can improve things. They've joined with IE Medical Center and Methodist Hospital. There's doctors from both of those at the VA assisting in getting patients seen quicker.
Those things are true about this one, too. This was a four-star hospital that that was in Manchester that had these problems with the maggots in the operating room. And
yeah, you're making it sound like every one of them's bad, and you're ragging on the military, telling people not to join.
Well, yeah,
definitely telling people not to join the military.
Yeah, I would absolutely say that because
the
government.
You could ever say to you.
No, it's not. What's stupid is to go and do what politicians tell you. What's stupid is to blindly follow the order of a bunch of politicians. What kind of a sucker would do that?
Tell me about the freedoms that those poor guys that lost their lives a couple weeks ago in Niger. What freedom of mine are they defending in Niger right now? What are my freedoms doing in Niger that they need to be defended in Niger? Why are we sending...
That's a lot of questions.
In Niger, you have ISIS. And ISIS come here, correct?
Oh, the new boogeyman. I thought it was Al-Qaeda.
Fight them on our own soil.
Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, drug dealers... See, if it weren't for the military, they'd all be killing us right now. Will, I mean, come on. You're only alive because of the fight against ISIS, right?
I think we're clear that ISIS was created by a vacuum that was caused by the United States' involvement in Iraq.
I've listened to you over and over talk about how bad this country is.
I think
if you think it's so damn bad, why don't you do something? Get off your tush and do something real about it instead of just blab your mouth. Everybody.
What do you want me to do to make veterans' hospitals better and that veterans get the services that they were promised in their contracts? What do you want me to do about that? Because I'm trying to bring light to it.
I'm getting those services. I go in there.
I'm glad you are. There are a lot of your fellow service people who are not.
I needed my ankle so deaf from where I broke them so bad. And I got outsourced because our orthopedic department was too busy. So I was outsourced to Indy Ortho, which is one of the top ortho places in Indiana. I was not sent to some cheap place.
The first thing that this article said was that some people were getting good services and some weren't. And that's really the problem here, is not the people who are getting good service, because you can go into any hospital and get good service. It's the people who are falling through the cracks that relied on taxpayers like you and me that said that, hey, you know, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to sign this check that says I'll give my life for these shiftless government bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., and all I expect is for them to take care of my medical is a cause of this. And they don't get it oftentimes.
They go out of their way to deny it of them. And, I mean, these hospitals, it's not... The problem is that it's normal for the hospital to be bad. What he's talking about is an exceptional hospital. And instead of being an exceptional hospital, that should be the rule for what veterans receive.
It should be at least as good as a hospital. This hospital here that we're talking about in Manchester was rated 4 stars. How are you going to know if the hospital in Indianapolis is exceptional? Because it's rated by the same system that this one is. I'm glad you had good results, and I am really glad.
I would rather send anybody to the VA hospital here in Indy than to the hospital in the hometown where I live, and I wouldn't even send a horse to it.
David, so you had accused us of sitting on our butts here and doing nothing, and I'd just like to point out...
bashing the U.S. military service.
I'm bashing the United States government, which doesn't live up to its veterans.
I will bash anything the U.S. federal government does. I don't care what government program it is. They are a bunch of thugs, as far as I'm concerned. They fund themselves through violence. They threaten and use actual violence against peaceful people here in the United States and around the globe, and it's shameful. So, anyway, going on with my response to your claim that we're just sitting here complaining, you obviously don't know really anything about us. Will, I don't know if he heard you when you said it, because I think a couple people were talking at that time. You ran for the Libertarian Party's vice presidential nomination in 2016. You are a well-known activist with Muslims for Liberty and the Libertarian Party. I moved to New Hampshire. Mark, you did as well. We moved back in 2006. Well, you just moved this year. We moved back in 2006 as part of a freedom migration of people who do want to do something, who are doing something, who have gone above and beyond the call of duty for activist purposes in the U.S., and we've actually picked up our lives and moved to the same place so we can be more effective at rolling back the government's involvement in our life with the government that you appear to be singing the praises of.
Oh, it ain't the government I sing praises of. It's the military.
The government isn't the military?
The military is the army.
The government doesn't control every aspect of the military. They have a hand in it, yes. But they do not care for the everyday-to-day business of it.
The military is the armed enforcement of government.
How's the military get its funding?
I had two, out of 24 years, I had two rocket.
To rotten commanders.
I had great commanders. That
good for you. How's the military get its funding, sir? How does it get funded?
You're one to talk about money. I'm talking about how they take care of the people.
I'm asking you. You said the government's involved. You said the government's got a hand in the military. And I'm telling you, the military is a government bureaucracy from top to bottom. How do they get their funding?
They get it through the government, but they do not deal. They do not run the day-to-day.
Where does the government get the funding to fund the military?
You're not even listening.
I listen to what you said.
Want to talk about money?
Well.
Want to talk about money? I want to know where the money comes from. Where does it come from?
It's pretty obvious that the military is a government agency.
Well, he's denying it. The taxpayer.
He knows.
Right.
He knows it's a government agency. But
the very taxpayers who are threatened with prison
but
if they don't pay their
taxes,
right?
The
very same taxpayers who are threatened with a prison cell if they don't pay into the system. Isn't that right?
The DOD, the Department of Defense, that is a branch
government
of the
bureaucracy.
Government bureaucracy.
Yeah, you can deny it all you want.
The Department of Defense doesn't run the military.
And, we've been paying taxes since this country was formed.
Just because people have been paying taxes for a long time makes it okay to steal from your neighbor? Because that's what taxes are. It's theft. It's armed theft.
Yeah, you guys are just going to send your idiotic idea anyhow, so...
Thanks for the call tonight, David. Denial is very, very strong, very common human response. First of all, the government is the military. The military is the government. The military is one of the largest branches of bureaucracy within the federal government.
Look,
get real.
So my opinion would be this, right? Like, there's going to be some organization that handles large-scale violence, right? And that's what the military does, and there's always going to be one of those. What I would say is that the United States government, who is currently in charge of the United States military, should live up to everything it promises vets, or at least come close. And I'm glad that he had a good experience. But a good experience by him, you know, with all but two bad commanders, did he say 24 years he was in the military?
Yeah, I don't know.
So he's in the military a long time. I mean, the vast majority of people who are in the military think that it's bad enough that they don't re-up.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority say, this 2 years, this 4 years, this 6 years, that's plenty for me, I'm done. And the vast, vast majority don't take it the 20 years to get the
retirement.
And plenty of those people who intended to take it to the 20 years, they aren't allowed to go to 20 years because the government doesn't want to give them the retirement.
Yep.
This is all I want is for young people who are signing up for the military to know what they're getting into. And what they're getting into is not at all what they're sold.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And look, if you want to send some private group of people to go kill people around the world, that should be your business. You can fund that. I don't want to be involved in killing. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you here to join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether we are on the air or off, we're constantly talking about cryptocurrencies in the studio here, and that's certainly been some of the discussion tonight with the price of Bitcoin Cash skyrocketing to record levels over this weekend. Just today, Will, during the show tonight, you told me it hit $1,500
US dollars. It's $1,568.22 right now.
2 days ago, it was $800 US dollars.
Yeah, when I bought a whole bunch of it this morning, it was at $9.
Yeah. So it's been an amazing run watching that. But Bitcoin Cash isn't the only contender out there. Dash is also vying for the top slot. Currently, I believe, the number six cryptocurrency in the world. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people like you manage your own wealth. It's fast. It can be private and easy. Fees are low. Transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. That's right. Instant confirmation. You've got to pay a little more for that, but you can get it with Dash. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash. Dash.org and find out why. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, let's go first to, I think we've got Russ in Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM in Lynchburg. Hey, Russ.
How you guys doing?
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, with your previous caller, I guess you guys initially didn't realize he was a veteran.
Oh, I don't know. I think you said that at some point.
But my family, I have had family members who were veterans, and their VA experience. And the VA experience with a lot of people I've met over the years who, I'm talking from World War II on up till today, has been, you know, it's a flawed system. It always has been a flawed system. It's never been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is you guys were talking about why do we have to go fight somewhere else? You know, we have countries that call on us for aid a lot of times. You know this. I mean, anybody that studies any kind of diplomacy or, you know, our foreign policy understands that sometimes our military gets involved in small countries. Somalia was a perfect example.
Well, I don't understand it. And here's why I don't understand it. The U.S. government originally was founded to create no entangling alliances with other countries. They weren't supposed to get involved with those situations.
Honestly, that's because of the whole Teddy Roosevelt mentality. Speak softly, carry a big stick. The military happens to be our extension of our government, which we project power throughout the world. You park an aircraft carrier off a country that's got some issues, and suddenly the issues disappear.
In many cases, that's the case, yes. The United States has shown the propensity to do that. But I would ask you this.
Well,
why is it
but that's the way our government works. And if you don't like it,
that's
the way
our government works.
It's a great place this time of year.
If you don't like it, leave, Mark.
Stay there for a while. You know, a couple decades. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, you guys are...
Am I being sent to
Somalia? It sounds like I'm dealing with the Antifa generation
Canada,
here.
Yeah.
To be honest
I'm
with
sorry.
You, I don't really like this show, but I felt like you felt compelled to call because you guys absolutely suck.
We don't worship at the altar of the military, so we're Antifa, basically. It's...
He's mad.
Did he just hang up?
Yeah, he did.
He did? Okay. Well, my question was this. is why is it the United States taxpayers' job to handle peace and security off the coast of Niger or wherever?
Well, he said you got to push people around, is what he was saying.
Yeah.
You got to use force in order to get your way.
The world should do what we say because we're America and we're the world's bully.
Washington, D.C. doesn't propose to rule America. It proposes to rule the world.
Sounds to me like he was the guy that was picking on the little kid when he was in school and he wants the
government. I don't know what he's doing. That's just conjecture. But,
once a bully, always a bully.
Yeah,
Come on.
I don't know.
It's definitely true that people who were picked on, in some cases, go on to become people in places of authority.
Everybody was picked on.
Yeah.
Everybody
I think he was the bully. To me, he sounds like the kind of guy that was the jock who would get his friends together and shove somebody in a locker.
Well, let's bring somebody else on here. I know we got other folks that want to get on. He hung up, so he lost his chance for tonight. Anyway, Daniel in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Daniel, I think you're calling from Alpena?
Yes, sir.
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I've been involved in the Veterans Administration as a patient since 2000. I started having issues from the Gulf War. one thing you have to remember with anything, even private care, is your ability to advocate for yourself. I've always been able to advocate for myself. Unfortunately, my brother, who I served with, passed away 2 years to suicide. He was involved in the VA. He had back surgery, which did not go well, and they put him on painkillers for a number of years. And when it became an epidemic, the VA started weaning people off. Unfortunately, he was addicted at that point, and about 2 years after they took him off the painkillers, he shot himself in the heart.
Jeez.
And I was the one who found him in his hotel room.
Oh, God, wow. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I want to let you guys know, I was involved in the Gulf War. I lost a cousin in 9/11. I'm from Connecticut, but I'm living in Michigan now. And what you need to realize that is, as much as we have faults in this country, there are people in other countries out there that want to do nothing more than destroy the United States of America because they don't believe in the Constitution.
You think that's why? Oh, my God. That is the biggest...
Wait a second.
Oh, my God.
Let me handle it.
It has nothing to do with us dropping bombs in their country or giving bombs to the people who are dropping bombs on them. I mean, it's not like these people,
you
they come here.
Saddam Hussein was an ally of ours, okay?
At one point.
And Rumsfeld armed him to the teeth.
Yeah.
And then told him to invade Kuwait, and then we bombed him for invading Kuwait after we told him that he could invade Kuwait.
Do you know why Rumsfeld armed him to a T? Do you have any idea?
Iran. To fight Iran.
Because of Iran.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't like us because we overthrew their democratically elected leader and installed a military puppet regime.
I want to know why the United States taxpayers are taking sides.
The mullah in Iran, okay, would like nothing more to wipe the United States and Israel off the face of the earth.
Why is the United States government involved in a religious battle between the Shiites and the Sunnis?
Because the Shiites brought it here. They brought it here with the bombing in Lockerbie, Ireland. That's what started it.
What about the JDL and the pro-Israel bombings in the U.S. in the 80s that were happening at the in the same time that was happening in Ireland?
What the hell does
Ireland have to do with the United States?
Exactly. Israel was bombing the U.S.
Iran was bombing Ireland. Hey, come on. Let's stick to one subject.
Thanks for the call, Daniel. Cow there.
More coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. Violence begets violence. It's pretty basic.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Over the last week, we've been talking a lot about Bitcoin and the latest with the now supposedly canceled fork for next week, although there's rumors that there's going to be some miners who are going to try to fork Bitcoin anyway. So that could be interesting if that happens. Just been this continuous, like, geek war drama that we've been reporting on. Although tonight we're talking about actual war in the case of Veterans Day. But if you want to keep up with the latest on Bitcoin and the new Bitcoin Cash that is taking the world by storm right now, Bitcoin Cash has been shooting up like 50% in the last 24 hours. It's incredible to see what's been happening there as it is challenging Bitcoin for its market dominance and doing a pretty good job at it.
Very convincing so far.
So check it out. There's more details about what Bitcoin is. If you're brand new to Bitcoin, the best place to go has got to be Bitcoin.com. They got the basics there. They're going to teach you what you need to know about, you know, how to get a wallet, how to send and receive Bitcoin, what it is, trying to get you past that little learning curve there at the beginning. Go to Bitcoin.com. You'll learn a lot more there. As we continue, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. Let's talk to Craig in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Craig.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. Go ahead, Craig.
Good. First time listening to the show.
Welcome. Sorry for the shock.
Sorry for what?
The shock.
Oh, no. I'm just now kind of delving into libertarianism myself. So there's a lot of things about the party, I guess, I don't fully understand quite yet, as I'm going through the process. You know, I'm a veteran. I served. I went in because of 9/11. I was. I can admit that I there was some naivety behind my my idealism when I joined.
Even Mark was suckered in by the 9/11 thing.
Yeah, I sincerely hope I don't sound like a person who, I just barely didn't join the military. I attempted on more than one occasion.
Well, I mean, you got the current front runner for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination, and if you could say there was one, is an Iraq War veteran.
Talking about Adam Kokesh?
Yeah, and he's basically an Iraq War veteran who decided now he runs an anti-war organization.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of libertarians but there are a bunch of libertarians who've been in the military, and they know how bad the bureaucracy is, how inefficient it is, how deadly, how dangerous, how, the rapes and the terrible corruption and everything. So, I mean, you only really know all that if you're on the inside, right?
Well, sure, and I saw the flaws within the VA. I saw friends and family and people that I served with, other brothers and sisters in arms, and coming home both with physical and mental wounds. And I became employed at the VA for about 9 years after I got out of the service. Because I wanted to be, the change, try to give the type of service that I thought was warranted to, people who might have went in under the same type of pretenses or notions that I had.
So you went in with the best of intentions. How did it turn out?
That's right. Well, I quit my job there, and now I'm actually attempting, I've gone back to school. I'm attempting to go to law school.
Why did you quit? Did you determine that you couldn't actually change the system from the inside?
That's correct. Yeah.
Can you give us an example of how your efforts were frustrated by the system?
Well, there's things that I, as a patient and as an employee there, that just the same old song and dance as far as you have, for instance, mental health. It's great that the Indianapolis VA is a good VA compared to the other VAs that I have seen and been to. But, for instance, because they are attached to, like, the IU system here, they do have a rotation of doctors. So there's a lot of frustration that comes from some of these patients who get established with one provider, a mental health provider, for instance, and then that mental health provider who's a student chancers out. And then they have to go through the whole rigmarole again, trying to reestablish a relationship that VA doesn't just want to pick up where the other person left off. They have to go through the whole process again by reestablishing, the initial consult and, reevaluating therapies and medications. And it's just, and so I've seen people become very frustrated from this. Just overall, a lot of different, like you said, it's bureaucracy going through having to go through all the different steps just to get basic care.
Now, that's not to say that there's not bureaucracy within regular health care. I mean, the government runs that thing not quite top to bottom, but, a good chunk of it. There's a lot of money in the health care business that is funded by government.
And government doesn't have the monopoly on bureaucracy and unaccountable people by any stretch of the imagination. It's just that as the bureaucracy gets bigger, the accountability gets smaller, and you get things like maggots in the operating room that have been there for years, and no one seems to know or to be able to do anything about it.
Craig, I want to thank you for the call and keep looking into the libertarian movement. It's much larger, by the way, than the party itself. The Libertarian Party is just a portion of the larger liberty movement. And feel free to call in any other night with any other questions you might have. I appreciate hearing from you. Got to move on here. Got other folks here waiting. Let's talk to Dan. He's in Nebraska. Dan, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Minister Ian and Minister Edge and Minister Will.
Will isn't Imam, but it's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
Okay. So I remember I called in just a little bit ago about, Scott from Massachusetts. And
you were defending Scott from Massachusetts?
Yes, I was trying to defend his claim to something about, takeover with like socialism and the government, right? And like people being brainwashed. And I actually just ran across another article today, which is why I called in, from Yahoo News, called "Once Taboo, Socialism Finds Comrades Amongst U.S. Millennials." And it details a few things, like the media. Okay, so the
What's new, though? I mean, young people are into socialism. I mean, that's
they tend to be because they haven't had jobs and responsibilities in many cases.
That's true of all generations, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
they were also raised in government schools, which, of course, inculcates them with socialism. So how are the millennials any different than the Gen Xers, than the baby boomers, than, you know, everybody before them?
That it's much more widespread and way worse than they're starting
to become. How
do you know? Because they're starting to become politically significant. And
but didn't the millennials also, weren't they also into Ron Paul, like 2012, 2008? Wasn't that like a Ron Paul thing with young people attending his speeches in droves at colleges, filling stadiums, that kind of thing? Those were mostly college students, weren't they?
I tend to believe that. But the thing is I also tend to believe that that's the minority among millennials. You know, if I ever... by chance, I live in Nebraska, but I live in Omaha, so it's a little different. Mm-hmm. If I by chance meet anybody who's about my age, I already kind of, you can already kind of guess that they're probably
a socialist.
Yeah, exactly.
That's frustrating, man. I can only imagine how difficult that's got to be when you're a liberty-minded person. I'm presuming you're liberty-minded. When you care about freedom and all you feel like you're surrounded by are a bunch of socialists or, you know, a bunch of right-wingers that want to control your life in some way, you know, that control your morality. I mean, it seems like it's one or the other. But that's why I moved to New Hampshire as part of a movement, a migration of libertarian-minded folks to where I can be around as many liberty-minded people as I want to here in New Hampshire. And the natives are also exceedingly with it when it comes to understanding what individual freedom is. So I'd recommend that you check that out, Dan, and thank you for the call tonight. Head on over to 101reasonsfilm.com. You want to get 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, 101 Reasons Why It's Attracting Libertarians and anarchists, volunteerists from around the globe.
That's why, that way we can leave a better world for Keith Richards.
101reasonsfilm.com. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you dial in toll free, you bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. Reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, in the studio with you tonight, by the way, it's me, Ian.
Will.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out more of Will on his show. He does his own program Sunday night, so not tonight, but tomorrow night, after the live edition of Free Talk Live on LRN.FM at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can hear Will and his own show, uncensored. It's called Call to Freedom. So, and I love it. I love listening to your show. You guys have a great rapport with your co-hosts, and you've got really well-educated Muslim guests on frequently. Yeah. It's not a Muslim show necessarily because your co-host is a Christian.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have Tom, who is what we call him a homeless Republican because he was a Republican politician in Tennessee, and then Trump came along, and now he's just not welcomed by his own Republican Party anymore. People who voted and campaigned for him now think he's the slime of the earth because he didn't support Trump, you know. And we have Aria DiMezzo from anarchistgmail.com.
A transvestite.
Yes. A transgendered woman.
Does that upset a lot of the Muslims who, you know, may not really understand?
Just depends on the day of the week, you know.
So, like I said, it's not your typical Muslim. I mean, not that I know of many Muslim shows in the United States, but
really.
I don't imagine
it show. That's about it.
Yeah, I don't imagine it would be particularly typical if it were. So check it out, Call to Freedom. You can check it out live on LRN.FM. And I don't know, have you ever fixed your podcast? Is that still waiting?
Actually,
waiting solve.
You can now see the archives of
YouTube.
The show on YouTube on
the Call to Freedom channel or Muslims for Liberty channel. What channel is it on?
Call to Freedom, I believe.
Okay. All right, excellent. So check it out at lrn.fm or just look around for Call to Freedom on the internet. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Jamil is on the line in Norfolk listening to WNIS. Hello, Jamil.
Hello, Ian, Mark. How you guys doing?
Hey, and Will's here too. Will Coley is with us.
Assalamu alaykum, Will.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah, it was good. Good to get on with you guys. I just thought it was me, so forgive me if this is redundant. But I got into a cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, about a month ago, and you know, I've been seeing the ups and downs and a lot of things going on in the past month. And
I've been following this Bitcoin Cash thing for the past, you know, hour by hour. And I think that, you know, you're one of my main sources for, like, the information about crypto.
It's a little muffled understanding you. Can you say that again? I don't know if you're talking directly into your phone's receiver.
Okay, sorry. You guys are one of my main sources of information about crypto, and then I have, like, so there are others, you know, online. And I think there's, like, a big, split, a schism between two different, like, ways of looking at it from a purely financial aspect and the political aspect of, like, what crypto is, why you have it. And it's, for some people, it's just a way to a financial gain, and for other people, it's a lot more. And that's two different forces driving the market.
Yeah, we talked about that last night with Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, the founder of Bitcoin.com, longtime Free Talk Live listener, longtime advertiser and supporter here on the show. And what he pointed out was that there are these different factions now in Bitcoin. There's one faction that seems to believe that Bitcoin is somehow going to continue to be valuable to the market as just an investment, just a speculative investment where people can store their value in the hopes that it'll go up over time. Whereas some of us who've been around for a while in this Bitcoin world, we knew the old Bitcoin, which is now more like the new Bitcoin Cash, which was useful in the marketplace, which the reason why Bitcoin became valuable in the first place was because it was useful, because you could send it to anyone anywhere in the world for next to no cost, meaning that people in poor countries who make a dollar a day could afford to have their own Bitcoin wallet and send and receive Bitcoin to anybody with that. And cut out Western Union. You got a family back in, some country in the Middle East or whatever, and you're living in the United States, or you want to send money back to Mexico or wherever, you could easily do that with Bitcoin. But now, no, you can't do that. You can't send anything for less than $7 basically right now on Bitcoin. And if you think about it, that's a week's wages for somebody in a poor African nation. So Bitcoin is completely broken as far as retail use, small purchases are concerned. And
I think
sad.
That was purposeful, honestly. I mean, with the first pump, when I saw the very first pump and dump, and you could see them, you know, you could see these points, like nobody knew what Bitcoin was, and then it was on like The Good Wife and a couple different shows, and then Bernanke said something about it, and then the next thing you know, Bitcoin shot up for like no reason at all, to like astronomical numbers at the time, astronomical numbers, and then all of a sudden, it just crashed like a stone. And it was almost like people were trying to create fear of investing in crypto. And then somehow that morphed into crypto becoming, Bitcoin specifically, becoming the speculative investment. And as a person who was around when, you know, Bitcoin was worth like $16, $40, mm-hmm. and it was literally like something that we used at festivals to trade amongst each right. other to keep from using blood money.
I remember spending a whole Bitcoin to buy some tacos or whatever at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a long time ago. It was $3 Bitcoin.
When the speculators took over, they ruined that part of Bitcoin, the activist part of Bitcoin, and I think that's why Bitcoin Cash is taking off, is because all the people who were using it as an activist thing are now just saying, okay, we've had enough.
Not just an activist thing, a market thing. Gee, what do you know? The market wants to transact. Huh. The market doesn't want to just sit on something and do nothing with it. Gee, what a surprise. Anyway, so I agree with your assessment, Jamil. Go ahead.
So I agree with you. I really lean towards that, and I think there's a lot of people with a lot of power out there putting money into the market that's purely financial. I just don't see how something can be an instrument that's purely speculative, purely a store of wealth, but it has no utility. You can't even make jewelry out of it like gold. You can't do it.
It's not going to be a store of wealth if it continues to be useless for everything else. And the reason, like I said, the reason why people were using Bitcoin to store wealth was because it was useful, because you could do other things with it, because it was being accepted at thousands of merchants online, because it's being accepted at thousands of mom-and-pop businesses around the globe. You can go to coinmap.org right now and look at all the Bitcoin-accepting businesses. How many of them are still accepting Bitcoin? That's a good question. And Jamil, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Because go to coinmap.org And we've done calculations based on the number of businesses per capita that accept Bitcoin here in Keene, New Hampshire, out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. These are two of the most Bitcoin accepting per capita Bitcoin accepting businesses per capita cities in the world. I've even gone so far as to claim we're the number one, Portsmouth and Keene, the number top cities in the world, more Bitcoin-accepting businesses per capita than San Francisco. And I base that number off of the Coin Map, which is a publicly editable map of all the different mom-and-pop businesses that accept Bitcoin. Thing is, I make a point of curating the Keene, New Hampshire area, just as Stephen does out in Portsmouth. He curates the Portsmouth area. If there's a business that for some reason goes out of business or stops accepting Bitcoin, which has happened, I will contact the Coin Map and say, please remove these from the map. I don't want it to look like we have more businesses that accept Bitcoin than actually do. But there ain't nobody doing that for San Francisco, which is the supposed number one most Bitcoin-accepting city. Because I guarantee you, if you were to go through and audit that list, which has been up there, I mean, the site's been up there for 3-4 years now.
Yeah.
Some of those things have been on that site for as many years as it's been online and
what
have never been
updated.
What good
is a list of Bitcoin-accepting businesses when no one's going to be buying and selling in Bitcoin because transaction fees are $20 a piece?
For real,
no
yo.
Doubt.
Why?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How many of them are still on that list, given that they're probably not having anybody walk through the doors to actually use it?
I'm paying 10% transaction fees sometimes. Like, we go to Local Burger to have dinner, and it costs me more than it would have cost me in Tennessee to spend cash and pay sales tax.
The Bitcoin median fee right now, today, hitting new record highs, is over $7 per, I think it was actually over $8 at one point today, over $7, $8 per transaction. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Anybody that can look you in the eye and say that this is a good thing, that this is going to help Bitcoin somehow, that Bitcoin's going to be better off in the future because of these fees, and they'll tell you that the fees are going to get higher? I mean, this is insanity.
With Bitcoin Cash today, I transferred almost $1,000. It cost me less than 30 cents and took me less than 4 minutes.
Yeah. And one of those transactions was like 29 cents, and the other one was like 3 cents or something.
No, 003.
So, anyway, we are out of time for tonight, but maybe we'll get a chance tomorrow night to talk about the former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan. He's now on the attack. I mean, they're bringing out all the big dogs to attack Bitcoin. And you know what happens? You don't take flack unless you're over the target. Bitcoin's a threat to the old financial system, or at least the old Bitcoin used to be a threat. Now the threat is Bitcoin Cash and Dash and all the rest of them that can actually be nimble.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.